Looking back on your life, Jim Malone, have you any regrets?
Jerry, I would say no. I have no regrets. The only thing is, I would love to have been a great footballer. And when I say a great footballer, I mean a player of the caliber of a player whom we haven't mentioned, which is another story, and that is the late Jimmy Hastie. Jimmy Hastie, to me, I'm sure you've heard of him. He was a one-armed player. But Jimmy, to me, was the be-all and end-all, both on and off the field. He was a character off the field as much as he was a character on the field. It was very sad to see the circumstances which he was killed, but I think his memory will live in Dundalk and in Oriel Park for many, many years.
Am I right in thinking that you were the person who signed him for Dundalk?
Yeah, yeah. Story behind that, Jerry, is... maybe I'm going on too long, am I? But the story behind Jimmy Hastie was... it brings back very, very vivid memories. We had a board meeting in the... Foresters, the Friendly Benefit Society Hall in Market Street. It was a retreat on in St. Patrick's at the time, and we had the board meeting for handing a sick. We had it in the Friendly Benefit Society Hall. Full board meeting, and I mentioned the fact, the reason for calling the meeting was that this player in Gurry was available, and would we approach him. So a few questions asked, and amongst other answers I gave was that he was a one-armed player, but he was a brilliant footballer. And of course, once I mentioned that he had only the one arm, a lot of people poo-hooed it and said, oh no, we can't have anything. So the discussion lasted, I'd say, for nearly an hour, when eventually it was decided, no, we wouldn't sign him. Well, I said, I'll put it, Newry were looking for a transfer fee, by the way. So eventually I said, look, if I pay the transfer fee, will you agree to sign the player? And I remember the late Jimmy Devlin saying, well, Malone, if you're prepared to put your money where your mouth is, I'm agreeable to go along with you. And eventually the full board agreed. And the following morning, I went to Newry, and it was Sammy McGoldrick, I think, was dealing with Newry, and paid him. And Hastie turned out for us on the following Sunday. He scored in his first match, and in his second match in Milltown, he scored a hat-trick. And, of course, it went from there.
Jim Malone, I suppose we could go on talking for another couple of hours, but unfortunately time has caught up on us. Your last piece of music, I suppose very appropriate, Frank Sinatra, I Did It My Way.
Yes, that's it. And I have no regrets, Jerry. If I were to live my life over again, I would do exactly as it has happened so far.
Jim Malone, thank you very much indeed.
And now the end is near, and so I face the final curtain. My friend, I'll say it clear, I'll state my case, of which I'm certain. I've lived a life that's full, I traveled each and every highway and more, much more than this, I did it my way. Regrets, I've had a few, but then again, too few to mention. I did what I had to do, saw it through without exemption. I planned each charted course, each careful step along the byway, and more, much more than this, I did it my way. Yes, there were times, I'm sure you knew, when I bit off more than I could chew. But through it all, when there was doubt, I ate it up and spit it out. I faced it all and I stood tall and did it my way.
Northeast, LMFM 95.8.